You know, when I first got on the radio, and people know I live in Seattle, they would always say to me, are you on KACL? And I would always say, no. And I would think to myself, I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is? I didn't watch Frasier. That was Frasier's station. That was the network Frasier is on. Obviously, it does not exist here in Seattle. In fact, the view from Frasier's apartment does not exist. It's one of the facts they tell you from the Seattle Space Needle. And anybody who knows Seattle knows that. However, I didn't watch Frasier. I watched Cheers a little bit. My wife loved Frasier. I don't remember why I watched the last episode of Frasier, but I saw the last episode of Frasier. And the last one is when Kelsey Grammer's signing off for the last time, Frasier Crane. You see everybody plastered against those windows where Roz usually is. You see them all back there watching. That kind of happened this morning. Everybody here from KVI was in that glass booth where Mike is right now, watching John Carlson, the Carlson family, doing John's last sign-off. And if you missed it, after his 30 years in radio, here's a little bit of what it was.
I not only want to thank the listeners, I want to thank a man who's not with us anymore, Shannon Sweat, who was one of the pioneers of Talk Radio 570 KVI. I want to thank all the people I've worked with over the years, including this great team we've got right now, Philip J. Vandervoort III, Young Zach. They're going to be with you on Monday. Of course, the radio legend, Mark Christopher, Kevin Dodrell, who really is a great guy and a good friend as well. We've been blessed with a lot of wonderful people. This company has been wonderful to work with. They leave us alone because we come through for them. And I want to thank them for the opportunity as well. It's been a great, great career and a great experience. And like I said, I'm leaving the airwaves, but I'm not leaving the issues we all care so much about. I'm still going to be very involved. So thank you all very much for being with me all this time. And the commute has concluded.
Fires up the motorcycle one last time.
That's right. John and his motorcycle. There he goes. He literally drove his motorcycle out of the studio today. Right out that giant window you see me taking pictures of all the time. And there goes John.
There he goes. Bye, John.
Bye, John.
Been spending most of the day cleaning the rubber off of the floors and the carpets here.
But I will say this. It's really, really sad, but what a career. What a career. And they've been, Young Zach's been collecting pictures all week. They've had a stack of them. And I peruse them occasionally when I would go by that stack of actually printed photographs. Yes, children. Remember when we had, oh, you didn't remember. We used to print out our photographs. We didn't have social media to post them up to. We had to actually print the photographs, take them to a developer. Yeah, maybe in an hour you'd have them back. They had these things called film. Used to have to take that in to be developed. I know, times have really changed. But what a career. What a career. Now, I unfortunately cannot be at John's retirement party today because of the Jewish Sabbath. Mike will be heading there as soon as the show's over. Everybody else from KVI will be there today and some extra special guests for those of you who are on your way there. But if you are not going to be at the retirement party, I'll tell you what's going to be in my portion of the video. So there is going to be this video about John where I tell a few stories and you get some other guests. I'm not going to give away the surprises for those of you who are on the way. But I will say this, and John, if you and your family are listening, change the channel. I'll never tell you that, but I'm telling you that right now because I want you to see the video. But I'm going to tell our audience right now what I said about John in the video. So I told a couple stories about John. One of the stories was the RNC story, where we make fun of John a lot about this one behind his back. But what this story is we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Not exactly known for its kosher food paradise, right? Not known for that at all. So we go to a grocery store to stock up because we got an Airbnb. And it was like Big Brother. It's me, Young Zach, Jeff Pogula from Northwest News Radio, and John Carlson. Now, I got a rental car thinking to myself, I'll find kosher food. I'll go somewhere to get kosher food. Maybe I'll find a restaurant. Nah, I just ended up being everybody's chaperone. And that meant I had to get there early in the morning when John's show started. And that means I couldn't leave till Jeff Pogula was done at night. So basically, I was working 18-hour days. Actually, we all were. Me, Zach, and Pogula were. John was not, however. John was living his best life, going wherever he was, going back to the Airbnb, sleeping a little bit, enjoying time, enjoying all the sights and attractions, and good on him. Good on him. His last RNC as a radio host, good on him. What happened was we went to the grocery store, I think the first night it was there, to get stuff for the Airbnb. And I managed to find kosher fish. So I put the kosher fish in the fridge, and I left it there. And what happened was I bought exactly enough for dinner each night for myself. The rest of the time, I think I ate... I ate junk. I ate junk food I could find around that had labels, and I had Starbucks coffee, and that was really all I ate for 4 days. I lost 10 to 15 pounds over the RNC. That's how little I ate. But one night I come back, and my fish is gone. I go, I know I bought four for the four nights of this thing, and what do I find in its place but this saran-wrapped morsel of fish? I'm not blaming John, but young Zach and... Jeff were with me, but whatever. It's fine. It's okay, John. We'll let it go. And one of the reasons I don't have a big deal with it, because John's such a sweet guy. Today, downstairs in the lobby, the Army came out to do a tribute for John, to give John a whole bunch of awards because of the amount of stuff he does for the U.S. Army. The Salvation Army, John used to do a ton of stuff for. The Police Officers Foundation, the amount of charities that John Carlson does stuff for is really, really overwhelming. He does a lot of community service work. He is about trying to make people's lives better. And that's really, really wonderful. He did it for me one time, too. It was that, I remember, when was it? It was in November of 2023. So the Israeli government was going around showing the footage from October 7th. And we were organizing media showings so that they would understand what actually happened. And when I was trying to get the media to go to this thing, so many people said yes, and then their outlets wouldn't let them go. There were some people who said to me, Ari, you know what? I 100% back the cause. I get it. I just don't need those visions burned into my mind, which a lot of people said, which I totally understand. I hold no ill will towards them at all, none at all, because I don't want to have those images burned in my mind. John Carlson, when I called him, you know what he said? He said, we were raised that when something awful happens, we have to bear witness. We have to bear witness so that other generations will make sure it doesn't happen again. And of course I'll come. John Carlson came. He sat right next to me. Now, in this room, it's a conference room type deal. It's a U-shaped table. And members of the media are there, but it's mostly people like me, you know, podcasters and radio hosts and things of that nature. Mario Lotmore from the Linwood Times, things of that nature. And they have tissue boxes out on the table, so you know what you're in for. And the guy who's giving the video presentation from the Israeli consulate says, I'm not watching it. I haven't watched it. I've been showing it all over the place, but I'm not going to watch it because I know what's in it. I saw the aftermath of it. We're sitting there, and I'm obviously having a huge emotional reaction to this thing. John Carlson goes and throws his arm around me to be like, yeah, it's okay. Grown men don't really do that, right? We kind of don't. But John Carlson saw I was having a really rough time, and he was like making sure I was okay the whole time. John Carlson really is one of the sweetest, sweetest people. He really, really is. He means well in everything he does. I can't say a bad word about John Carlson, except for my fish. I really can't say anything bad about John Carlson at all. I'm going to miss him so much. And I don't want to talk like he's going away. He's still going to be around here. He's still going to be in our area. He's not moving or something. So he's still going to be around. And the impact he has had on conservative talk radio, especially in this region, it's something that is immeasurable. The impact he has had on people's lives, the charity work he's done, incalculable, immeasurable. That is the John Carlson that I'm going to miss. That guy, not the radio host, but the guy who wanted to make people's lives better. Too many people get in this business and go, I want to have the biggest Twitter following, or I want to make money, or whatever it is. John Carlson did it because he really wanted to improve people's lives. And that's what I'm going to miss most.